This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio Democrats are holding a series of meetings tonight. That's the beginning of the presidential primary campaign in Ohio. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what are these meetings all about?
These are the district caucus meetings where they elect delegates for Bernie Sanders, for Hillary Clinton, 97 delegates and 9 alternates will be elected tonight. There are 16 of these meetings across the state, one in each congressional district. And these people will be the ones who will be the delegates for those candidates.
So how do these caucuses work then?
Well, basically you show up at the location for each congressional district's caucus. They have a short organizational meeting, and then they basically split into two groups. All the Hillary Clinton supporters go in one room, the Bernie Sanders people go in another room. Now, anybody can go and watch these meetings, but in order to vote, you have to sign a paper saying, I am committed to Hillary Clinton or I am committed to Bernie Sanders. And there are slates of candidates for each that these people will be voting on.
Now, once somebody gets to be an elected delegate, what does that mean for them?
Well, what it means is that during the March 15th primary, obviously, you know, one candidate or the other is going to win each of these congressional districts. And it could mean, if you are a delegate, that you could be going to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention to cast your ballot for your candidate. The Democrats have a way of doing this where they do it proportionally. So a candidate in a congressional district has to hit a threshold of at least 15%. If they hit that, they will get a share of the delegates from that district. And the same applies to all the statewide at-large delegates. You have to have at least 15%, and you get a share of the delegation.
So what does it mean then to be a delegate? How are they distributed? How does that all work out?
Well, it's like I say, I mean, it's proportionate. It's, you know, it depends on the vote in a congressional district and a statewide vote. Now, altogether, there are 160 delegates who are going to go to Philadelphia from Ohio. All but 97 of them are statewide people, and they will be distributed according to the statewide vote. And it's not a winner-take-all thing. It's proportionate. You have to have, you know, hit this 15% threshold, and it's based upon how much of the vote you get as to how many delegates you get.
Now, what about the Republicans? Do they do this the same way?
No, the Republicans don't do this at all. They don't have these kind of district caucus meetings. Each candidate that files with the Ohio Secretary of State for the primary ballot also files a slate of delegates for each congressional district. Now, a couple of them couldn't find enough people to run in every district. But they do this, they choose them from among their supporters or people who volunteer to do this, and they file it ahead of time with the Ohio Secretary of State. So their slates are all set, already set.
And do they all go for one person too, or can they go for varying candidates as well then?
Well, no, I mean, each candidate, each of the Republican candidates has his or her own slate of delegates.
All right, Howard, we want to remind everybody that you can go to WVXU.org for more information on these caucus meetings you have there, the locations for the meetings, right? And the 1st,
yes.
2nd, and 8th congressional districts are included in that.
That's right.
All right, so go to our website, WVXU.org. Thank you so much, Howard.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.